And that's that episode. Wow, I forgot how many plot twists were just the same actor walking in wearing a black shirt and turning out to be the bad guy. Who knew there were so many doppelgangers and identical twins in the world? Maybe we have doppelgangers out there somewhere, wearing our skins and living our lives better than us. Ugh, I just got chills. Hold me. What? Obviously, we got blankets for days up in here. Okay. My turn to pick. What? No, you got it last time. Yes, you did. Oh, right. Yeah, I did pick it. Oops. Brain fart. Mosula? Don't even. Not a word. Good. There. Scrolling. So, okay, hold on. You gotta tell me though, like, did you like that one? Cause I've gotta confess to you, that was a test. It was a trial run to see how you'd react to watching our next pick for the night. So you must choose your answers carefully, for they are very important. 다이아코만타이. Yes. 호이티라 다이아코만타야. Out of the four hot mid-20s models who were meant to be teenagers, which were the cutest in your opinion? And cute in this case meaning to the factor of jawline dropping to ability to string a sentence together. You know, without saying babe. Okay. Getting a lot of good feedback here. So you're saying you're an uncultured peasant who thinks Gary is best boy? I thought so much better of you. You're like, what is it? A casual, that's what you are. You just walk in, look at the one who's the boring soulmate, and then say yes to the first thing you see. Come on, think deeper. Like, I know it's dumb, cheesy soap opera stuff, but honestly, if you really get into it and pick them apart, it's so obvious. Oh, wait. You like people who... 단계? Interesting. I never thought about it like that before. So you're saying you value being spontaneous more than reliable? You'd cheat? You'd be a dirty cheater for a bit of fun? Oh. You... Huh. Okay, you secretly always wanted, really? That? Cause, whoa, okay. Diane Dunsin, like, I just found out a lot about you in the past 2 seconds, so I gotta unpack that. You like spicing it up with talking about who they like, but would never ever cheat. You secretly want your innocent human girls to fight back when you flirt, but not so much that they ruin the fun by not showing any sign they care, but you've secretly always wanted someone to play hard to get so that you can have that chase and make them feel all thinking about you and push against them. But after that, you want to sleep with them as soon as possible and want to make them feel super good, but it is difficult when it's a side of you that you're showing before the side you want to show, but you can't because it hurts when they laugh at it or are super disrespectful by, what was it? Yeah, that. You hate that, but... from what you've seen, you've never actually felt, you've never had that love at first sight thing, and you're waiting for it. But even though you're waiting for it, you'd still go out with someone you thought was cute but didn't entirely click with, in case they were secretly insecure and hiding until you were safe enough to show yourselves. Huh. And you still believe in soulmates? That's ridiculous. You're like a weird new age pervy romantic who still believes in Sing Dan Lo Yun. Okay. 第一个问题. If you were to have an evil doppelganger or a nice doppelganger, what would their traits be? And more importantly, what would their sexy outfit be? No, you'd have an evil doppelganger. Do that one first. 我想知道你讲咩。 Come on. If you walk in with a black shirt on, showing off your body and your new sultry smolder for people, you see the innocent Twilight Girl main character and they're all saying you're a bad, bad vampire. 你讲咩。 Mm-hmm. Oh, that is good. Whoa, right out of the gate there. So then you'd say, that's a little strong, don't you think? No? Man, you really have a bad side, you know that? I just never thought you were sort of capable of it. I mean, you know what I mean. I just never really thought of you so commanding. Anyways, 第三个问题. 我讲真咧, I totally forgot question 3. I just keep thinking about it. Like, what would I do if I had the chance to go up to him and just say like, you suck and I'm super sexy and you've just gotta look and don't touch because I could kill you with a bite and I know you're gonna watch me go and you're just gonna have to stand there while I succeed and rock this whole joint down. I mean, like, I don't know, I'd probably say something like you. Like, I didn't know you were so... You really would go up to them and say, like, I know you want me and I'm gonna take you in ways they can't. I mean, it's a great opening line, but I don't know. I never saw you that way before, honestly. Is that what you do on Tinder? Team Guy Moa. Oh, come on, that would kill. Seriously, it's not because they're models. Seriously, that line with, like, crush. It's the line. And you could totally pull off the sexy murderer vampire look. Like, don't even. What was that what? Gacia. I don't know what you're talking about. Me? Angry? About what, Willem? Just, you know, the one we do not speak of after the, you know, the Big Bang, the parting of a generation. No, Moya. Honestly, just gotta kind of stop yourself from falling too far, you know? Like, you know that it's gonna suck and you're gonna be sad for a while, but you just gotta do something to get away from it. Keep on keeping on, you know? Yes, I am a dork, and you're a genius. It only took you 3 years and 6 months to see it. After all this time, your powers of perception are second to none. Why did we break up? No, it's okay. 광장래, it's fine. Well, I'm going you something more, I just wanted something specific, you know? No, I'm not picky. You say that like it's a bad thing. Maybe the thing I'd pick would be super awesome for me, Or awesome for you. Have you considered the upsides of me choosing my singleness? More going out, self-improvement. Okay, maybe not more going out, but still. Well, I just saw that it wasn't what I wanted, you know? You get to a point and it's like you find out what you really want and you get tired of someone stringing you along. Like, I didn't really know what it was until it was hurting. And then I guess I found out I wasn't the best either. Thank you, mandatory compliment generator. You're the best, but I don't mean it for like compliments. I just mean for like finding stuff about yourself. I don't want to be mean to myself, just more honest. It's dumb, but well, I felt like I was cheating on him with well, ngomoa, I never cheat, but that was the problem. It was unfair. It sucks though. Like, it does suck. Even a good breakup is really bad. Yeah, like the anti-pizza. Jerk. Idiot. You're amazing. No. Late, 真的啊. Honest, you never suck. You're always cool. You have it all under control. And I know it's like you're just saying the right things. I know you worry about that, but honestly, the fact that you say them is still. You golly, if you're trying to be a good person and you're doing all the steps, then it's okay, right? You get to be good. You get there. So you deserve it when I say you're good, right? Even if you don't feel it. And you absolutely deserve to feel super embarrassed by my gooeyness. Yeah. Anyway, now that the seriousness is over. Okay, devastatingly, what I've primed for you isn't here, but I thought I saw. What else? What else is there? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. Oh boy, here we go. Have you ever seen Rumble Bumpers? Oh my God. You've never seen Rumble Bumpers? Oh my God, you have to watch Rumble Bumpers. It's like the best show ever. I'm not even kidding. It's like the Citizen Kane of robot fighting animated shows. You know, if Citizen Kane was like 50 times better and had cute people with pink hair in it. Okay, yeah. Oh my God, Kudayawa. Okay, so before we do this, before you take your first step into your new life as a loyal bumperhead, I gotta prime it up, okay? Okay. Oh my God. So like, 记得病的晦气. Okay. So like here we go. Oh boy, I can't believe you've never seen Rumble Bumpers. It's like perfect for you, honestly. Like, I didn't even tell you about it because I assumed you had already seen it. You two just go together. I'm introducing you to your future favorite show. God, the amount of times we could have been talking about this. Oh my God, I'm super excited. Okay, okay. Soon enough, you're gonna be as annoying as me. Okay, so in the not too distant future, in the year 2028, there are these rumble bumpers, and I know, right? So there's these rumble bumpers, and the year's 2028, and there are these horrible, evil mushroom aliens. No, I'm not kidding you. Would you please let me finish describing the greatest show of all time, please? So the mushroom aliens, who aren't actually mushrooms, but they look like them, and they're called something like Shorsumantia, so you would just call them shrooms. They start attacking people and getting in their brains and making them hallucinate and see their doubts and fears and abuses, so they have to fight them, but if they don't, then the mushrooms takes over, and then they have to block off the city, and so gangs start rising up, and then there's these fights of mushroom-infected people, and it turns out the military are involved, and, well, I don't want to ruin that, but let's just say it gets pretty crazy before it gets really, really weird. And then it gets batshit. Like, oh my God. No. Like, I get it sounds stupid, but once you see it, it's like, well, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, I would see an episode and go, oh, so that didn't make sense, but then I'd keep thinking about it and how the character feels and realizing that it fit perfectly for this metaphor, and, well, I, 어디 though, it can get kind of boring to listen to. Like, honestly, talking about it, it's really kind of, I see how it's super dumb, and it can get pretty, like, I'm passionate about some kids show or something, but I swear there's more to it. I don't know. Nah, on second thoughts, it's like I'm having regrets right now, like super. Just forget it. Forget I said anything. Like, honestly, I know it looks crazy. I think I'm just crazy and looking into it too much from the, well. Really? You think it's awesome? Like, seriously. Like, because if I'm honest, like, I honestly, seriously think that you'd be perfect for each other, you know? If this show was a person, you should totally date them. They'd be super, super cute. And then you'd corrupt them. Yeah. And, let's see though, this sounds like I'm trying to talk you up, but you should, like, try something like that other show out. Wearing something tighter? I swear, like, you totally look like one of them. One of those vampire models, but, you know, with a brain and better dialogue. Seriously. So, okay, yeah, okay, so, first, 내 인생아, you won't tell anyone I'm a freak for what I'm about to say, okay? Promise me. Shut up. It doesn't matter. Just say you'll promise. Good. Okay. Good. Like, I know you don't really see this about yourself, but, like, you know, you always keep your promises, right? You know that I always loved that about you. Like, I mean, it's super insane that you can do that when people are asking you stuff, but you literally never tell any secrets. It's insane. Infuriating sometimes, but I can get it to work to my advantage. Make you promise that you'll tell other people's secrets. Make you confront yourself. Find out where your true loyalties lie. Okay, so here goes. I'm going to say the metaphors before the show so you can get it going in, just in case. Like, disclaimer, I don't think you're stupid, and it's because I think you'll get it that I'm even explaining it and even taking a chance with showing it to you, knowing that I can trust you, that I know your taste. And you trust me, right? Yeah, cool. So here goes. So the main character is this girl, Melia, and she's all the coolest, cutest person ever, but she's being bullied when we meet her. And she goes home and you find out she's living with a guardian. So she's like all messed up because he's cute, but her protector. So she's kind of scared, but also into it. And Melia's got these fever dreams, which she thinks are fever dreams, but they're actually visions, right? From the shroom's point of view. So she sees things from their point of view. And so because of all the mushroom radiation, the military come in and take her in and put her in a program for orphans where they have to be in the rumble bumpers and fight. And you think that's awful, right? Where's her guardian? But it turns out her guardian actually signed off on it. Awful, right? So now that you know that, if you go into the metaphor stuff where there's shots of like whenever you see a circle, when there's a fight scene, if the character gets hit when they're taking the abuse, the mushrooms are metaphors for abuse, but they're also the abuser making you realize stuff about yourself. So you think it's gonna be about her bullies, but it's actually her guardian. And that's before she finds out. So it was actually sending a vision of the truth about her guardian. But that mushroom was a different color. So now you're thinking, well, maybe some mushrooms are good and some are bad, right? And what's the true good like? Is it better to make someone confront their fears? Or are you just abusing them? When they change, is it because you wanted them to or because they wanted to? Did you change your personality or did you find out your real personality? Stuff like that. Yeah, I know you love stuff like that. See? So it's like the bumpers are actually metaphors for the parent-child relationship. And so she has to confront the idea of having kids or the idea of being a kid and having no control against fighting the abuse she had. And then you find out that she was abused by her parents. Like, oh my God. But honestly, it's good. I've told you now because now it's like enriching the rest. Like I know you and you're going to prefer it, me spoiling it now because now you're going to see all the foreshadowing and smart stuff that I missed. Like I know you're super good at all that film school stuff and it's insane to watch stuff with you and just hear you say all casually like, oh, but this is clearly about philosophy. And then you just tear it apart and it's like this whole other level to the show. It's super annoying and super amazing. And, well, honestly, I think the only reason I'm ranting so much is because I think about the feeling I get when you even start talking to me about stuff, and I want to do that for you because when you do it, it makes me want to just listen to you and talk and nod and look at you and cuddle up against you and... I'm gonna go hide now. Okay, so I just said I wanna cuddle against you and 我知道 我哋係朋友 and we don't cuddle. And you're waiting for someone and you're doing me a solid, even being around the crazy breakup person, but I'm not gonna take it back. It's a new me. Mm-hmm. So you're just gonna have to deal with it. I want to curl up with you. Okay? Like, just lean in, and it's not, I want you to know it's not because I miss my ex, I want you to know that, it sucks that someone wouldn't even think of that, but I know it looks that way, but I need you to know that, it's because it's you, it's us, and it's cold all the way over here, won't you comfort me? Keep me warm because I want to comfort you just for tonight. Just curl up and tie dinsy. Okay, there. So, lame zai gong yet. I'm not looking at your face. I'm just gonna take your not moving as an okay and move in. Just gonna move in here. Thanks. I know you don't want it to be a please and thank you thing, but God, I know you so well. You're amazing. Oh, yeah. The show. Sure. Yeah. God, this is gonna be good. I hope. I'm crossing my fingers for you. Here goes.